Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
If there's one thing that is absolutely unavoidable in this day and age that we're living in, it's the conversation around artificial intelligence, or otherwise known as large language models. Some of us even now refer to them as generative models because we understand that they're not only good at text, but they're good at images and video as well. And it is very possible that in the very near future, you'll start to see a lot of content on the internet. In fact, it's already started happening. I know that it's become quite a pandemic on Facebook where a lot of accounts are starting to post things that are AI generated, and a lot of people are liking those posts. But of course, in the Instagram and your TikTok and your Twitter, those are not as prevalent. I think it's mostly because younger generations are on those platforms and they don't fall for that type of content as easily. However, what I want us to discuss today is how the conversation around AI as well as robotics emerging and coming to a point of now being able to steal people's jobs. There are some people who know and understand and can see that AI, they're doing work that AI can easily replace. In fact, there are jobs currently in South Africa, not that many, that have already been replaced. And in a country where the job situation and the job market is as poor as it is in our country, we definitely cannot afford to be in a place where we're not engaged in this conversation and we don't understand how we can future-proof our careers. So that's where we're going to focus our attention for today. How can young people future-proof their careers? But here's the thing about this, right? I want you to first of all understand that I'm not claiming to have all of the answers here. What I want to do is to just send you towards the right direction so that you can start doing your own investigations and look at the career that you're currently in and see how you can future-proof yourself within that career. And perhaps if you're in a career that is easily replaceable, perhaps now it's time for you to start learning, doing some online courses so as to equip yourself and also gaining experience in adjacent industries, right? Industries that are adjacent to your current field of employment or your current job. So let's talk about, first of all, will AI actually take over people's jobs, right? Artificial intelligence or generative models, if I remember correctly. Let's talk about whether they will be able to take people's jobs, right? There are many, many industries that are under threat. Although I must also mention the fact that AI and large language models or large generative models are far from being able to operate solely on their own without making mistakes. They are incredibly far. And one of the things that made me realize that is that quite recently, I tried to do something very simple with AI where I gave it an Excel document that had tasks, a list of tasks, and then it had people that are responsible for those tasks, and then the due date as to when those tasks should be completed. And the only thing I asked it to do was to identify every task that I'm responsible for. So all it had to do was to look for the name Given and then list every task that Given is responsible for. Right? If anybody can do that, any human being can do that. I tested this on three large language models. I tested it on DeepSeek, on Copilot. I tested it on Gemini, I guess four. Then I also tested it on ChatGPT. And it's weird because Copilot is built on or based on ChatGPT. So it definitely should have been able to do this. I should definitely run the test again and see. But none of the AIs could actually do this. The only one that managed to do it with some degree of accuracy was ChatGPT. The others did it, but they missed so many things that I was responsible for amongst those tasks or within that Excel sheet, which for me, I just sat down and thought to myself, I mean, there is reason to be afraid, right? But at the same time, it is very important for those who are making the decisions to actually replace humans with artificial intelligence or robotics. It's important for them to understand the capabilities of these technologies. They're not at a place where they can behave as human beings, identify mistakes. Like, I don't know how many times I actually had to work. I mean, if I had done it myself, I can guarantee you I would have done it myself. much faster. If I had just Googled a YouTube video and found a shortcut of just removing everything that's not, I mean, I could have just hid every other item on that Excel sheet that has nothing to do with me, right? But now I start the conversation there to help us all understand that, first of all, artificial intelligence or large language models are far from being capable of replacing all of us. But we do need to understand, though, at the same time, that it is important for us to start having that conversation of how can we future-proof our careers? What are the skills that, even though I'm working a field where humans can be replaced, how can I make myself more important to this company for them to understand the fact that I'm more than what a machine can do? I bring more to the table than just that. Here are the four things that are going to become incredibly important going forward. Regardless of what career you're pursuing, you're going to have to take these and place them at the forefront of your career or whatever you're pursuing. Creativity is number one. Creativity, by that I don't necessarily mean that you need to write poems, you need to draw, but you need to be able to, when you have a problem facing you, and this is something I can guarantee you, people are very lazy to do. Whenever people are presented with a problem, and I'm not a victim, but I'm also someone who does this. I'm a culprit, basically. I'm very guilty of this. Whenever I'm presented with a problem, especially if it doesn't excite me, I don't bother applying my creative abilities to solving that problem. I will try to find the quickest solution, and once I've found that solution, I'm done with the problem and I'll never attend to it again. Now, I must say that this doesn't mean that every problem you're solving will need to be a creative one, right? And at the same time, I need to be very clear. I'm not trying to say that you need to pursue careers that have the most amount of creativity involved, right? Because some of you may be thinking, but AI is capable of drawing paintings, it can design, it can do architecture, it can innovate, it can literally help you invent something new based on the problem that you're showing it, right? All of those things AI is going to continue getting better and better and better at. But you must understand that human beings have a very unique sense of creativity. Not only that, but here's a very important part. You're going to have to learn, and this is another thing that people for many years have been very ignorant of. When you work for a company, do not lose touch of the environment that you grew up in. That is something that AI will never have, right? So understanding how people live, how people interact and engage with one another, that human based interaction, those cultural nuances, the way that you and your friends, the way that you and your family, the way that you and the people in your community greet each other, the food you prefer to eat, the way that you prefer to serve your meals, those are things that AI will never be aware of, right? The way the things that are part of your lingo, like how an all-star has been such an important shoe in townships all over South Africa, how when we are in taxis, some of the things, the cultural norms that and behaviors that are in taxis, the way that the etiquette that you have to apply when you step on a taxi, right? Knowing when to, how to say I'm getting off short left, or I'm getting off after the next robot. Such things AI will not be able to understand because it doesn't live in our world. So live and explore and experiment and understand the cultural context of where you're coming from. And also having a sense of emotional intelligence. I do not believe that AI will fully be capable of understanding human beings at an individual level. But even more, I don't believe that it will be able to understand our emotions and how there's also so much nuance to the things that we feel. You can hate something, but also want to be close to it. But AI will automatically assume that when you hurt by something or you hate it or you have negative emotions towards it, you want to move away from it. The other thing is learn how to solve complex problems. Right. Whenever you're presented with a problem, don't just go for solving the easy problems. Go make the effort, even if it takes you years to learn. make the effort of sitting down and studying that thing and learn how to solve complex problems. Because I have a feeling that we're going to be moving towards an industry where professionals are going to be what matter. The people who are of authority within, so who have a sense of authority within certain industries, right? People who have very unique knowledge. So make sure that you focus on solving very big problems that other people try to avoid. So focus on building large strategies that solve big problems. Focus on entrepreneurship, right? Because then you become the decision maker. Even if you're an employee, make sure that you make yourself valuable by taking the most complex problems within that organization and solving it in such a way that it makes life easy for everyone. You become more valuable. And then another thing is human-centric roles, right? Focus on not just roles in terms of jobs, but focus on things and activities and studying humans so that you can have very human-centric connections, human-centric solutions. So don't try to solve problems for some robot that exists out there or some group of people that you don't even know, but try to solve problems for real humans. Make sure that the stories that you tell, if you're a writer, if you're a copywriter, or if you're even if you're in a very technical role or job, make sure that you learn how to take that role and make it more human-centric. And this is something that Apple does very well, where they build devices that they know are going to be used by humans. So they solve very human problems. How can we make this easy for a human being, not just for selling and not just to make the best piece of technology? Now, that's about all we have time for now, but we are going to delve deeper into this in future. So for now, though, we're going to cut it short right there. And the one thing that I'm going to leave you with is this. Based on the field and the industry that you work in, what is the one of these four things that I've mentioned? Creativity, emotional intelligence, complex problem solving, and having a human-centric approach. Which one of these will benefit your career the most?
The world of education is changing, and our topic for discussion is it worthwhile to still pursue online courses in the year 2025? Now, I need to be honest and tell you that this is not my forte. I don't think I can provide adequate information to sway you from your decision to either go for online courses or not to do online courses. However, I can speak in a broader sense and tell you the following. I am a firm believer of the concept that knowledge is power. Whenever you are in the position to gain knowledge, you should try your best to actually get that. Having said that, I'm also well aware of the fact that knowledge alone won't get you a career or a job in South Africa. We need to have certain degrees of expertise as well as certain degrees of skills and experience that you need to have. Therefore, I would like to think that online certificates need to be pursued in the sense that they will give you opportunities to work on certain skill sets as well as partner with people that are able to do it. Now, I have a friend that recently changed his career literally made a career change, worked from one field, moved into a totally different field on what they did on the experience that he gained from online working. But I need to tell you this, right? He started gaining experience. He's doing software development now. He started gaining experience by working for free. He did the courses. He did everything that he can, but he did it without generating an income from it. So I want you to bear that in mind. Don't think that when you've got the course that you will immediately be employable, did the course, finished, completed the course, and neither should you think that you will all immediately start making bucket loads full of money. Unfortunately, in South Africa, that does not work the way. Now I also realize that there are people my age that need to employ people that have literally just completed matric. Now my age group of people still firmly believe that you need to spend a certain amount of time in a classroom. Obviously COVID changed all that, but you need to spend some time with someone talking to you, someone sharing with you, actually not talking to you and sharing with you, but someone walking alongside you in a sort of pedagogical way, fancy term for teacher, someone actually walking with you. And that is the way that you will get a mentor. That is my firm believer, or my firm taste. I also want you to realize that there's no replacement for the human touch. When I mean the human touch, it's not the sense of the touch, but the innate humanness that all people have. Right, I know ChatGPT or GPT rather, and Facebook and Meta and the new iOS on iPhone is very proud of the fact, like, now you can talk to Siri in the most natural sounding way. Again, they are proud of it, but it is not natural because the way that we communicate to these things is not natural because they aren't natural. That's literally the meaning of the word AI. Artificial intelligence, not the real intelligence, but the artificial ones. So bear that in mind. I want you to know that. I want you to realize that. And I want you to consider that. Is it still worthwhile pursuing a career or online courses? Now, my short answer is, I said in the right at the beginning, get all the information you can, get all the knowledge that you can. However, I want to be cautious. The one thing that I would probably tell everyone to be cautious of, don't spend all the money that you have on online courses. Chances are there might be a very different pursuit that, or a different, not career, but a different path towards your career that you can pursue. Chances are that if you're spending money, I want to say that there's a great possibility that spending money on online courses might be wasting money on online courses.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.